Now, Alex.
Yes.
Do you like space?
I love space.
And you were talking about, I think it was last week.
Yes.
That you went to the Wednesday thing?
Wednesday night, Stargazing Live.
Yes.
Yeah. A world record attempt trying to break the world record of how many people are looking into the sky at one time.
Which is awesome. And joining us now is Professor Jonty Horner from USQ Toowoomba. Jonty, how are you today?
I'm not too bad, yourself.
Good. Yeah, I'm not too bad. So obviously you are a professor, which is pretty cool.
Yep, so I finally got a promotion, so I'm getting old and rusty, basically.
Well, congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Next semester you were discussing, we were talking beforehand, you're discussing that, you're going to have your own subject or something like that at USQ Toowoomba. Do you want to talk about that for a bit?
Can do. So I have always quite enjoyed the teaching side of things. I come from an amateur astronomy background when I was way young. I started when I was about 5 years old. And when I was about 10 at my local astronomy society, I started giving talks to this incredibly patient crowd of spot welders and miners and brickies and, you know, all this weird assortment of elderly men from the point of view of 10-year-old who were really supportive. And I've just always quite enjoyed communicating the science that I love and trying to get other people enthused and excited. And part of being a professor at the uni is obviously teaching to the undergraduate courses. So I get to create my own course, which is great because I get to talk about the things I love and try and get more people engaged with it. I know a lot of our students possibly won't go on to be scientific researchers, but it's still really important to get people hooked up and fired up about science and learn some of the techniques, but also get a feeling for our place in the universe and try to answer those questions of what's the solar system like, where did it come from, maybe even are we alone in the universe.
Yeah. Well, so tell us a little bit about what's happening in space right now, a bit of news.
Well, there's all sorts of good stuff going on. Astronomy is one of these great subjects because there are always new and exciting news stories coming. We had a couple of weeks ago the announcement in the budget that Australia is going to have its own space agency. So we're finally getting involved at a governmental level in one of the world's biggest and certainly the fastest growing industry on the planet. You know, an industry that's achieved growth for each of the last 10 years, year after year after year at more than the 10% level. It's crazy, crazy, crazy.
Yeah.
And we're the 72nd country to finally have a space agency to be able to be involved with this.
Wow.
So that's really good news for us as Australian space researchers. It means we're finally going to have an official source of grant funding and some oversight in how that money's spent so we can benefit the country, essentially. Previously, a lot of Australia's best and brightest young researchers were trained up in space research in Australia, then went overseas to find jobs. So we have this brain drain going from Australia to NASA, to the European Space Agency, to JAXA, the Japanese Space Agency. Now, hopefully, we'll be able to keep that homegrown talent and really make huge strides on our own.
Mm. Now, someone wants to get into astronomy. How would you recommend for them to get started?
I'm a real advocate for local astronomy societies. That's where I really cut my teeth. So I got hooked when I was 5 years old by a TV program, something called The Sky at Night. Not quite the same as Stargazing Live, but the same general idea, you know, making astronomy popular, making it publicly accessible, all the rest of it. When I was about 8, though, my parents took me down to join my local astronomy society in Yorkshire, in the north of England. And I've never looked back with that, because the beauty is astronomy is a really lovely hobby to share. It's one of these things that's better to do in a group than on your own, especially when other people in the society have their own telescopes that they can show you things through, they can teach you the night sky. The other real advantage of the Astronomy Society was that we had every month guest speakers, people like myself, I guess now, professors of astronomy at the different universities will come down and give talks on the work they're doing, the cutting edge stuff they're doing, with some effort made to make it accessible for that non-specialist but highly interested audience. And some did a better job than others of that. You know, not every good scientist is a good communicator, but it was a really good way of keeping me inspired. And it also meant that I had access to a really good observatory, so didn't need to spend huge amounts of money on a telescope because there was one there I could use. And it also meant that as I was going through my teenage years and starting to wonder where to go to university, who to talk to, what subjects I should study, I had this continual stream of people who'd already made that journey that I wanted to take, who could give me really good advice on where to go, what to study, what I needed to do at high school, things like that. So I'm a really big advocate of things like that. In our area, I know for certain that there's a really good astronomy society in Brisbane called Brisbane Astronomical Society. There's also the Astronomical Association of Queensland.
Okay.
And they run an event every year in August at a lion's camp called Camp Duckadang, up just north of Esk in the Avoca Vale. So for those of you from Springfield, you head out towards Toowoomba a bit, take a right off the highway, drive up for a couple of hours, and you're in the middle of nowhere. This event's called Queensland Astrofest. You have to pay to attend, and that's to kind of cover the camping costs and the food and everything else. And it's a gathering of the amateur astronomers from across Queensland. So usually there are about 50 to 100 people there on the weekend. I think a little bit fewer during the week, all camping out with their own telescopes, all happy to share their hobby. I'm going along for the weekend of the 4th and 5th of August this year to give a couple of guest speaker talks and do a bit of astrophotography in the evening, get some photos of the night sky and stuff like that. So I'd really recommend people who are interested, particularly after stargazing life has inspired them, to check out their local astronomy society and if they can, come along to Queensland Astrofest.
Wow, that's really right. I didn't even know that little societies like that existed. That's going to be really helpful for people like myself. So just before we go, you mentioned about sort of trying to keep the brain power here in Australia. And you helped with, there's a NASA telescope sort of a program happening. Tell us a bit about that.
There is. So this is one of those great examples of the way that Australia can give a unique contribution on the international stage. The story here is that NASA launched a spacecraft called TESS a few weeks ago. TESS is a transiting exoplanet survey satellite. And its job is to essentially stare at the night sky from above the Earth's orbit so it never has daytime to worry about, continually for 2 years. And as it does that, it's going to gradually look at one piece of the night sky and then the next and then the next. So over the 2 years, it surveys the entire southern sky and the entire northern sky. And what it's looking for is evidence of planets orbiting all the stars that you see in the night sky. It's going to look at 200,000 stars every minute and a further 20 million stars every half an hour. Wow. So it's going to survey a stupid number of stars, looking for telltale flickers that might indicate that those stars have planets going around them blocking out some of the light.
Yeah.
The problem with this is that TESS is going to find thousands or even tens of thousands of things that it thinks are planets. But in order to confirm that there really are planets, you've got to do more observations and you've got to use ground-based instruments to follow up each discovery in exquisite detail to be certain that it really is a planet rather than something else coming in. Now, when you're doing the southern hemisphere sky, you therefore need telescopes in the southern hemisphere. And to do this kind of work, you can't just have a telescope where you get one night per month. You need something that every night that it's clear can be hammering on these targets looking at the night sky. And that's where we come in. We a building up on the Darling Downs near Toowoomba, a dedicated exoplanet observatory called Minerva Australis. We actually got first light from it a couple of weeks ago where we took our first images. So we're bang online, ready to work with NASA. Mm. And our job is that NASA says we think there's a planet here. We swing our suite of telescopes over to it and watch that star and watch that star to confirm, yes, it is, no, it isn't. So we're providing a really vital, useful service to NASA in allowing the spacecraft's potential discoveries to be confirmed. So you don't tend to think of it. You see stories about NASA missions and you think that's happening overseas over there, not our cup of tea, not local news.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we've got a Southeast Queensland hook in this. We're going to be a really vital cog in the whole machine. And we'll, in fact, be the only dedicated Southern Hemisphere observatory doing this work. So we're the people that NASA will come to help them out. And I think that's kind of cool.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Really cool. Thank you so much for joining us today, John T. It's lovely to meet you as well. You seem like a blast to be around. I actually really want to meet you now, to be honest.
Well, you're always welcome to come on up. I believe Spencer is going to be looking at the studio up into Toowoomba at some point in the next couple of months. So maybe you should have a word with the boss and see if you can come for a visit. Could even do a live broadcast from campus at some point.
Yeah,
that would be awesome.
From the big boss himself. Yeah. Again, thank you so much for joining us. Right now, we have Cheap Thrills by Sia.